Warning. By watching the following, your mind will be rewired. You have been warned. Chapter 1, The Rules of Nature. Let us begin with the rules of nature. Those are rules that apply everywhere, anytime, regardless of humans' beliefs. Even if you don't believe in gravity, and you jump off a cliff, you will fall down, regardless of your belief. Now, nature has only one rule, and that rule is balance. If there is more air in one side than the other, then a force will appear from nowhere, as if it is the hand of God, and move the air to a balanced state. That is called the hand or breath of God. Nature is dealing with balance, but not in the way most people think it is, you see, because for every action there is an opposite and equal reaction. This idea works in science and in life altogether. Translating this idea to our domain, if one do a good deed, which is an action, what will he get in return? Since, for every action there is an opposite and equal reaction, he should expect to get evil in return, in the exact same amount as the good that he put in. Consider the following. A hungry wolf sees a lamb, and he is immediately presented with two options by nature or God. Either he eat the lamb, which is an evil act, or starve to death, which means evil will come upon him. If he eats the lamb, his hunger pain will go away, and his body will thank him. If he refuses to eat the lamb, he will receive heavy hunger pain, until death. I know you're already aware of this concept, but all you have to remember is the following: do good, get bad. Do bad, get good. So, you should now understand every hidden knowledge in every religion. Now, with this new knowledge, we can now revisit everything we already know with new eyes. Chapter 2, Life. Let us consider the cycle of life, birth, death, and being alive. Let's start with birth. When a baby is born, the mother suffers greatly. If that is not enough, the baby suffers too, great pain. Now let's talk about death. Most men die suffering. It's not death that we fear most, it's the process of dying. While you are not dead yet, but feel pain or suffering. And now, let's talk about the most important part. Is living evil? Again, consider the following. A hungry wolf sees a lamb. He is immediately presented with two options by nature or God. Either he eats the lamb, which is an evil act, or starve to death, which means evil will come upon him. And we know the rule of nature: do bad, get good. Do good, get bad. Thus, every person alive is doing evil. The proof is in him being alive. Now, heaven is the concept of good, hell is the concept of bad. And the one secret that all religions have, but almost no man can accept, is that we are in hell, which is the concept of bad. This is why, in most religions, humans were kicked from heaven. And if we were kicked from the concept of good, where can we end up? Here, in hell. Please note that I gave an example from the animals' world, to make you understand that it has nothing to do with humans at all. It is a rule of nature. Now, if one wants good things in his life, he must do very evil things to get it. From this you can understand every sacrificial ritual and why they require an innocent being to be sacrificed. They are getting him out of hell. He does not belong here. Chapter 3, The Meaning of Life. To say why we are here, we should first look at nature for reference. Let's take the bees for example. They are here to pollinate the plants. In other words, they are working for Mother Earth, to make it with more life. Now to our life, the humans. In the past, humans ate fruits and excrement on the land, which means they ate fruits with their seeds, and when they excremented on the land, it was perfect for that seed's growth, because it has fertilizer, which is the human excrement and lots of fluids. Thus earth was full of trees that bears fruits. Whatever you like to eat the most, growed the most. That was called working the land. Chapter 4, God. God is what makes you move, what makes you do things for, whether it is power, money, knowledge, sex, etc. Angels are your thoughts and emotions, love, hate, care, jealousy, etc. One can have, and usually does, many gods and angels. Chapter 5, Choice. To say I have choice, is like saying the world revolves around the sun, or the sun revolves around the world, which are just two relatives. A man on a train will see the ground moving relative to him, and the train will remain stationary. To a man on the ground, however, the train is moving, and the ground is stationary. Now, back to choice. Choice is relative to your knowledge. If one knows his future, thus, he has no choice, since he already made them. If he can change the future he saw, then he didn't see the future in the first place. Thus, choice is just not knowing one's own future, it's an illusion. If one could calculate every possible particle in the universe, he could just press play, and see everyone's future. Furthermore, the universe is deterministic. A ball could not appear near your face from far away, unless he has been first through all the points between his initial location, and your location. So things cannot happen randomly, things cannot simply appear or disappear, there is a pattern, which means the universe is deterministic. As once said, what happened, happened, and it couldn't have happened any other way. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have been enlightened.